What do we have here? A disgruntled fella out in California accused of trailing his ex-girlfriend to her new lover's home, bursting in on the couple as they, well, as, how do we say it here, as they lay in the aftermath of a romantic interlude. He knifed the guy, and he's in a heap of trouble, as most of you fellows out there are going to be if you stalk your ex-girlfriend, find her at her new lover's house and knife the guy. You're going to be in a heap of trouble. Now, this guy has a couple of lines he's trying to get the cops to buy, and it's the lines he's trying to sell that are the reason I'm bringing the story to the air. I'm fascinated by the lines he's delivering. As someone who has been caught many times over the years and had to deliver some lines, I'm intrigued by what this guy thinks he can say to get away with this. It's actually quite beautiful in a tragic sort of way. What do we have? He has come clean about his subterfuge. He has told how he borrowed a rowboat late on the night of February 6th, paddled to the home belonging to his ex-girlfriend's new lover. Wearing a wetsuit, he climbed onto the roof of this two-story home, lowered himself onto a balcony before letting himself into the bedroom through a sliding door. He said he was on the roof of the couple's home, about to jump to the balcony when he heard sex noises coming from the bedroom. Here's his quote. I suddenly heard Kathy having a orgasm, and I went kind of nuts. I just thought, oh my God. I thought I'd go in there and say, excuse me. I know it sounds stupid. I thought I'd go in there and say, excuse me, Kathy, can we talk? With a fishing knife in his hand, brought, he says, only to help him open the sliding door, he walked into their bedroom, tried to turn on the light, as he says, so they wouldn't be frightened, so they would see him and know it's not a burglar. The guy who was in bed with his ex-girlfriend didn't know who this fellow was in the wetsuit, charged him, and our frogman knifed this guy, he says, accidentally. He says, I didn't even know I knifed him till we got downstairs and I noticed a trail of blood. Then, I'm not done yet, he cut the phone line that this fellow who was stabbed was using to ring for help because, this is the guy's line, he wanted to talk to his girlfriend and he couldn't hear his girlfriend while this guy was screaming into the phone. So he had to cut the line. Now, he says he was trailing his ex-girlfriend and had been for a while, but only to check on her well-being. He says he wanted to keep tabs on her just to make sure she was doing okay. These are real lines he's delivering, hoping to get away with this somehow. In an interview with police just hours after the incident, this emotional suspect tried to justify his bizarre behavior by claiming he was performing a welfare check on his ex-lover. I thought I'd just go in and say, excuse me. I know it sounds stupid, he says here. Thought I'd go in and say, excuse me, Kathy, can we talk? No. And I couldn't get in. I needed the knife to get in there. And then I turned on the light because I didn't want to scare him. And then the guy charged me. Oh, what's going on? And then, so you know, he stabbed. I don't know what happened. And noticed he was bleeding later. And then he's calling. I had to cut the phone line, you know, because I couldn't hear. I was trying to talk to Kathy just to see how she's doing. He's hoping in court this will get him off. I don't know. I don't know. I haven't spent a lot of time in court. This might work. Cops are being asked to swallow this. That's a tough sell. Scales the roof of the woman's new boyfriend's home. Again, just wanted to talk, armed with a knife. That's not to hurt anyone. That's to pry open the door. Check on her well-being. He's in a wetsuit. He's rode to the house. He's scaling the roof. He's armed. Here's the pair making love. All right, then. I got caught when I was 9 years old stealing cookies from a cookie jar and stashing them in a sock drawer. I know that doesn't compare, but I want to just continue with this if I could. I got nailed, taking these cookies, lots of them, from the cookie jar and putting them in my sock drawer under the socks. and I had to come up with a line or two to cover my rear. It's expected. You have to have a line to cover your ass. Dick Cheney has a line. We all need one from time to time. What was Dick's? What was his line? When the barrel moved in front of the fella's mug, he thought it was a clay pigeon or something? I don't know what he said. Anyway, I told my mother back then I needed to make sure the cookies didn't dry out because the cookie jar lid, and I pointed it out, had a hole in it. My sock drawer was pretty airtight. They don't dry out as fast if it's airtight. That was my plan. And I think that line to her at 9 years of age was more legit than any of the lines used by this fella. And it makes me think there ought to be a book. A book you can purchase at a Barnes & Noble that helps you with your lines when you're facing interrogation and possible incarceration. A self-help book. This guy needs one badly. I have never heard a guy or seen a guy tap dance like this in my life. I'm embarrassed for all men, because we generally have better lines available for the police. We all have good lines. Usually our first five are good, and then if they keep interrogating, that's where they get us. They keep asking questions, we screw up, and we walk all over ourselves, and we contradict ourselves. But we got five or six really good lines to start. You always have them at your disposal. I have them right now. I have them written in my glove compartment. This guy doesn't have any lines. He has no lines.